The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy no. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The pioneer just a kicks up and a hip-hop apocalypse up.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the cube and a link up. Rose gold for the cube. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone focus back a thing now.
The Tuesday, October 24th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and Company right up until 6 p.m. Hope you got a good Tuesday going for you. And of course, you know it is Tuesday, so we will be checking in with Grand Bahama, the Freeport Report, in short order. Sarah Kirkby and Darren Cooper will be chiming in. And we'll see, get caught up with everything that's going on in Grand Bahama, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And don't forget, each and every Tuesday, the supplement right here in The Guardian. You get the full breakdown of everything that's going on in Grand Bahama with the Grand Bahama News Supplement. All right, so be sure to get it each and every Tuesday right here in The Guardian. You know how to chime in. Our iPhone lines are open here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. For fresh new smart talk all day right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. All right. Lots to talk about. And like I said, glancing at The Guardian today. And don't forget, as I jump into the headlines real quick, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Got to remind you, Fine Threads, it is all about their world-famous, that's right, international, world-famous sidewalk sale. Yes, it's another one at you. It's this Friday and Saturday, October 27th and 28th. Fine Threads sidewalk sale is back 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., cash only. And, of course, it's a Mackey Street location only. The flagship store, top of the hill, Mackey Street, up to 50% off this Friday and Saturday sidewalk sale. All right, shop Fine Threads, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., cash only, Friday and Saturday, October 27th to 28th. Definitely don't want to miss it. You know, that's the hookup when Fine Threads do the sidewalk sale, because they're hooking you up with some great deals and making way for new merchandise, new styles. So, yeah, be sure to check them out online, finethreads.com. All right. In addition to that, let me hook you up with all the FYI. I'll get to that. I'll hook you up in a second. Let's just stay in the headliners right now. Here's what's blazing up the pages of the National Guardian News and Views in Madison since 1844. PM recommits to citizenship bill. Davis says reforms are coming. What's your take on that? Let me know. Text me, call me. Let me know your take on that. I'm looking at it. I wanna take it in a little bit more. Do some due diligence behind the scenes because I see some potential red flags with this on the horizon. And why all of a sudden now, the timing of it? Not that I don't say that it's warranted. I mean, you need to address it. I'm just looking at all the dots to connect them. Mitchell, we have no choice but to attract a new generation. Oh, the irony of these statements from Mr. Mitchell. Satirically, you can write them any funnier. So when are you going to get out of the way, Fred? And let the new generation in? That's the next question. Davis renews pledge to help bring peace and stability to Haiti. What about bringing peace and stability here to the Bahamas? Mother urges safety precautions after son killed in motorbike crash. And my thoughts and prayers go out to the family involved in that. Very sad situation there. But those are some of the headlines in the blazing of the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views of Madison's 1844. Chime on in. Let me know what you're thinking. Right now, though, we'll take the first break. The flip side of the break, we're going to get to Grand Bahama. We're going to get to Freeport for the Freeport Report. Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper are going to chime in. And we're going to talk about everything in Freeport. The good, the bad, the ugly, and really what's going on in West End and Bimini. All on the flip side of the break as the Tuesday, October 24th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Too many debts? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
Craving a sandwich that hits all the right spots? Look no further. Introducing Dunkin's newest star, the oven-toasted turkey sandwiches. Made with love and served on toasted sourdough bread, these classics are reinvented with a twist. Sink your teeth into layers of delicious deli turkey, crispy lettuce, and white cheddar. Plus, we've added the perfect kick with smoky bacon and your choice of creamy avocado spread or zesty chipotle sauce. Dunkin's got your sandwich cravings covered all day, every day. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin's.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, October 24th edition of Talking Heads. 4:25 p.m. is the time. Let's go down to Grand Bahama. I've got Sarah Kirkby, representing the Grand Bahama News, bringing us up to snuff. I know Darren's traveling today, so let's find out what's going on in Grand Bahama. What's happening, Sarah?
I'm good, darling. I'm sorry I'm only one today.
It's all good, man.
Just as much.
All good. What's going on, man? Bring us up to snuff.
I'm good. I have to disagree with you on some today. I'm a little bit excited about our PM talking about giving women rights to have our children.
No, I'm all for that, Sarah. You know that. I'm all for that portion of it.
I know you are. Just had to bring it up.
The other red flags are, how come now all of a sudden, a couple of years outside of election, we're trying to tidy this all up?
Well, I think it's actually, I have to disagree with you on that. I think it's been part of their election manifesto as part of that all the time. They have been pushing women's rights in this vein as well. And I will give kudos to our former minister, Obi Welshcombe, on that. He really did help push women's issues there to the forefront. He was speaking to churches about the women's rape issue in the marriage. And so this was also one of our very big concerns You know, as feel as women, as Bahamian women, we have full rights just like anyone else, and our children should be recognized as Bahamians no matter who we marry or where we marry, like a man would have anywhere in the world. So I think it's part of what women have been asking for a long time. Unfortunately, successive governments haven't given it to us, and I think the one that do will might stay in a little bit longer, hey? Who knows?
No, I get all of that, Sarah. I really, really do. And I don't want you to I don't want it to be misconstrued. You and I have discussed this on numerous occasions. You know what I stand for as far as that portion goes. But there's been a lot promised by this administration that was on the campaign trail that's been failed to be delivered. And I hope this does not go the route of other things that were promised on the campaign trail. Yeah. I don't.
Mean, the one that we definitely need is the the right and access to information. That
Freedom of Information Act. We need the Procurement Act restored and utilized. We need the proper Violence Against Women Act as well. Mm-hmm. And that proper bill that was painstakingly worked on by several groups for over a decade.
And
that's what we need.
So we do need that. And this would be key. I understand people's worries and I get the concern that people have. I just do hate the hatred that some of us do have for people that come to this country. I mean, I would be one of them. I came here when I was a baby, but at 10 months old, you can't decide where you're going. Your parents do that. And so, hopefully when you come to the country that you adopt as your home country and you have your own children here and you raise your family here and you establish yourself as a good person who the country wants to be there. And trust me, I remember, getting my citizenship and just feeling the pride that, I'd been here all my life. And, people don't take this as a fun thing or just, I'll collect citizenship all over the world.
A lot of people miss
it's so important.
The forest for the trees. I don't care where you come from on this planet. If you want to call the Bahamas home and you want to help build us to get us to where we need to be and you want to contribute in a positive way to society, and to the country in general, I have no problem with that. If you come here to piggyback, tear down, mooch, kick us in the butt, and then move on, get rich quick and step on Bahamians in the process, I got a problem with that portion.
Agreed.
There we go. So once we crystal on that, we can keep it moving. But like I say, a lot of people miss A for B and get B confused for C. Just keep it cut and dry and straight to what it is. Define the categories and let's get it done.
Exactly.
So there's no problem.
And let's give it an even playing field as well for men and women. I think it's time for the Bahamas to catch up to that. And I know the women I know that listen to when I call in on Tuesdays, I hope you're cheering now because I hear you every time when you say stuff to me and all the women's groups. It's hard. It's hard to be, you want to be proud of your country, but it's very embarrassing when you have to go outside of the country and say, if I didn't have my kid in the Bahamas, they wouldn't be Bahamian because, I'm just a woman and I can't pass my citizenship on. And as you can imagine.
Just basic rights, though. If it's good for Bahamian men, it should be good for Bahamian women. It's 2023,
exactly.
For God's sake. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Oh, God, today.
Hey, what's going on, Brayman?
All right, yeah. Boy, just like you said, we need stability in the Bahamas, and we need peace in the Bahamas. What I don't understand, I was listening to the Prime Minister on your radio on this morning, right? Speaking of assisting Haiti. And all of this problem here, right here in the Bahamas, nobody are trying to do anything about it. You go to the police going through the door, they're jiving, and not only going through the door, except for so you the criminal. You see what I'm saying? So much nastiness happening in this country, naughty. It's basically terrible, And something needs to be done. The thing is, the other thing is, right? I wish the UVV would take this country back over, so all these property with people stealing from other people, plus me, we would get our property back. Because this doesn't make any sense what's happening with our property and the nastiness that are happening in Nassau here.
I hear you, Brayman, and I hope they get some solution to your problem at some point, man. You've been dealing with it far too long.
I hope so myself. I don't want to deal with it myself.
I want you bust no corn, because I know you go.
Myself, I'm going to get locked up, and I don't want to go in the cell.
I hear you, and I don't want you to go there either, all right?
So thank
you. So keep praying and keep your patience.
You're doing a good job, man.
Thanks, man, Brayman. You take
thank
care
you,
now.
Bud.
All right. Don't bust no coin, Brayman. I promise me you ain't gonna bust no coin.
So you want me to tell you what's happening in
Freeport? Yeah, man. Sarah, bring us up to what's going on in Freeport.
Well, obviously, you know, we have the by-election is our lead story. We got feedback from the people that actually live in the constituency.
What is really going on from the constituency, Sarah? Tell me, break it down for me, because if I rely on social media, dear God, that is three soap operas in one, plus As the World Turns, The Bold and Beautiful, and a little bit of The Young and the Restless.
I tell you, we've definitely got our eyes on
and somebody going to end up in general hospital when it's all said and done, I believe.
I do. Well, we give us a summation, basically, of what the people are saying, actually, who live in the state. It is that community's decision who they want to represent them. And so, you know, it's what they want done. I would have to agree with a lot of the people. A lot of things haven't been done in West End. But, you know, I think you can't blame that or rest that on the minister who was there before. I think it has to be part of the overall plan of the current government and the government before that. So, you know, they have a big issue down there with their school that we've done a story on. It hasn't been opened. There is still a lot of debris that needs to be cleaned up in there. There is no big job force down there in West End. There's no, you know, there is a beautiful small hotel. But, you know, we know that it was a Formula Wynn project that did not happen. Sorry, Gensermaer project that did not happen. So, you know, there's a lot of issues down there in West End that need to be addressed. And hopefully this will call some much needed attention to the area. You know, everybody looks to build Freeport. They talk about Freeport a lot when they talk about Grand Bahama. But Grand Bahama is three different major settlements. It's West End, Freeport and East End. And, you know, there has not been a lot of activity down there for West End, and it is much needed. And the government has the opportunity to really focus some attention there. There are some beautiful small boutique hotels, but I'm sure with the amount of traffic that comes through there for boating and fishing, that could be increased. East End is going to have a huge surge for them because of what's happening with Carnival going towards that area. It is still in the Port Authority property within the Freeport city limits, the outskirts, but it is quite close to East End and will offer them a lot of job opportunities. So that's a big change for them in the East. So it's a good time for the people that live in that area to let that be known. I have to say that I was, unfortunately, the part that really hurt me the most is the paying for votes. And I hope people aren't.
Yeah, I saw that.
It just really pulls us down a very low level.
And let me address that.
Because
when we last spoke about it last week, I had a text that hit me and I wanted to address it. And we ended up going to the break. No way, shape, or form do I condone purchasing votes, nor do I condone offering money for votes, whatever party you are. And that, yes, texted from last week, I agree that, that's something that's been started from time immemorial, but that don't make it right.
Exactly, yeah.
That don't make it, you know, a necessity as part of the political landscape in 2023. Because at the end of the day, you sell your vote for $100, how fast is that 100 to go? And then you got 5 years, you stuck in whatever?
Yeah, figure out your percentage on that. How much is that?
It don't,
bucks,
you know, do
bucks?
The math.
Not even a buck.
Well, I got to like this answer. Well, do the maths.
Yeah.
Do the maths
do
on
the
it.
Maths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Singular or plural, the math or the maths, however you want to do it. Don't make no
and
sense.
And you'd like to think we're getting out of the stage where everybody's owed something by their party or by their politics. I really do hate that.
And what I hate too is
I don't think my MP owes me a job. I don't think he owes me something.
Correct.
It's my decision on who I vote for based on what they've sold to me and what I've decided to go for.
And I'm
you know, no matter who is in government, they are my government. And until that changes, and they deserve that respect, they deserve that time. But you know, it's still I'm not selling you my vote. My vote is special. The fact that I even have the right to vote, we still forget how special that is, and how great our electorate used to be or was when they would come out to vote. We had a massive turnout compared to the United States.
What I think we need to do, honestly, and what we need to stop happening is what I call the bastardization of the voting process. It's not about money. It's not about a washer. It's not about a dryer. It's not about a quick couple of dollars in the pocket.
No,
it's about you stop being the conk and take the hammer back and start beating, because we have that right as voters. They work for us.
Yeah.
The message has been lost from time immemorial.
Yeah.
Okay? So at the end of the day, don't miss the forest for the trees. Know what it is. Know that your vote counts. It matters. And if you care about country, use it wisely. And it shouldn't be for sale.
You degrade us by doing that. I feel quite honestly, especially for women who are trying to elevate our status within this country.
And when you see women doing videos talking about, don't come swinging your hand, bring me money and stuff. I mean,
devastating.
For all the work you try to do to combat stereotypes, here comes one, you know what I mean? Just opening up the floodgates.
Exactly. It was horrible. And I was really,
building,
you think of all the suffragettes, all they did to bring us to the vote. Imagine turning over in their graves over this stuff. I mean, come on. Don't do that to yourselves. We've got women now in leading roles. We've got a female as our GB minister. We don't need to stoop to that level. We don't.
I look at the candidates, and, I really heard nothing from the PLP candidate since his, nomination. And then as far as, is it Pastor Grant? Am I saying it correctly?
Yes, I believe, yeah. Pastor Grant, yeah.
As far as he goes, I totally get it, and I totally understand the message, what he said. Now, what I don't like is to see how it's being misconstrued and spun to be, twisted to seem one thing when it isn't. It's cut and dry. It shouldn't be part of the process. Buying votes shouldn't be part of the process.
No, I don't think it should. I think it was very cut and dry. Kingsley, I know personally, great guy. So I am pleased for him. So we did speak to him, and I know he'll be coming out with all of his statements.
I'm sure he will. He just got nominated, so I wait to hear from him.
Yeah.
And no, I think that's more strategic than anything else, because obviously you want the smoke to clear, the fray, disappear, and then your voice can be heard for who you are.
I mean, but at the end of the day, I don't live in the community, so it's that community that needs to speak up and vote, but they need to do it by their vote and stuff like that. Anyway. I do want to make sure, because I know my time gets limited before you get to talk about all your favorite football with my friend Earl the Pearl.
There you go.
I do want to tell you that I was really excited last week, Thursday. They had the carnival build-out update. It was quite long, but it was a very good turnout. Lots of business people in the room, lots of potential entrepreneurs there looking at what could happen. I really do hope that everything they've told us in those meetings are true. The best part is for us, it was a $200 million project, has now become a $500 million project. They have raised the leveling of the ground, was originally supposed to be 12 feet. Now they've got it at 15 feet. So everything that they took out of the ocean as they opened up the canal berth there for the pier that they're going to have was put on land. It is now settling. They took people on tours. They did video tours. I mean, it's going to be their largest project to date. And the best part for us, I believe, as Grand Bahamians, is that for those people that work there, they're not going to have to travel and go live like in Coco Key or other keys. It's actually here on the island, so they will be able to be close to home. There are lots of potential, and the amount of people they've got, I believe they're only using 40 acres right now, but they have purchased an actual larger amount. Part of that they're keeping as a nature tour facility. They'll do something with that. But there were a couple things that came out that were really good, Naughty. I thought you guys would like to know. One is that you're having a chance to name the Artist Center. They're going to tell more about that. They are actually buying local trees and trying to buy them from locals so they don't have to import them to bring them in. So they put that out there to the public. They want to buy as many trees as possible, small trees, big trees, coconut, all Bahamian trees, and they want everyone to be a part of this project. And then they also gave, and I'm very pleased for this, a really good donation to the Grand Bahama Junkanoo Committee. And, with everything we've gone through with hurricanes, Junkanoo is one of the most exciting parts of Christmas. The outfits and the costumes are phenomenal. And you need seed money, and you need money to make that happen. So I was very pleased that Carnival did that. They also talked about contracts. There is a lot of work available for Bahamians in this job. And they're also giving a lot of work to Bahamians. And I love that that is being followed up by both the Port Authority and the Ministry of Grand Bahama as well.
So, you know, lots of things popping down there, sir. I'm keeping my eye, though, on that.
Keep your eye on it. Well, you know, we've got that happening, and then we had the news about the shipyard. There is more news. We're trying to find out what's going to happen to the harbor, so that's good. And then we had a new cruise ship arrive with 4,000 passengers, which would, like, you know, didn't double our population, but it was pretty close. It was a really huge turnout. And they'll be coming back for 9 visits over the next few cruise ships we can have. I mean, obviously, we're not like, you know, in Nassau where you go drive by and you've got like 5 ships in. We're not quite the same, but we're very happy for every passenger that we can get. And then Conkman is next weekend. So we're very excited about that. That's an annual tradition here. And we have quite a few people come from Nassau and some from Abaco to come and do this race. So I would encourage everybody to come out, have a look if you haven't seen it before. It's great. It's a good day of bike, run, swim.
That's always, you know, that's legendary, the Conk Man, man.
I
needed to get me the full breakdown so we could, you know, get the results in on the sports. Because, like I say, it's always well attended by our triathletes here in New Providence and throughout the archipelago and internationally.
Yeah, it's great to see it on all the athletes coming. You know, this is where one of our youngsters from Grand Bahama got into the whole triathlon adventure, and he's traveled all over because of that. So it's great. It's really, really good. Oh, and I must, if you don't mind, I'm going to give a shout out to the AKA's sorority sisters who from all over have been on the island and have done these amazing food packages for kids in the island. It's in the paper today. Read more. It's a really beautiful time. And the AKA's, I think that's fantastic. It's always great to give back, but to give back to young children, especially those in the Holmes Rock area, I think it was really fantastic that they chose to do that. So wanted to say thanks.
Well, you always make sure to get everybody covered, Sarah. I can't lie. You make sure I get it all in.
I'm trying. You want me to complain about the people that dump the garbage, though?
Man. Do that, too. Where are they dumping the garbage?
Boy, I was mad by down by Barbary Beach. You know, when people have these picnics, that's great. And you're going to go have a picnic on the beach and you want to enjoy it. We have 44 named beaches in Grand Bahama. We are spoiled for beaches. We have the most beautiful beaches. The colors, and they go for miles and low tides and high tides. It's phenomenal. But do not leave your damn trash on our beach. Come on.
No.
We're trying to look beautiful. We're trying to rebuild. Everybody's working to make Grand Bahama look better. Pick up your trash. Like my mom would say, you have no brought up seat. No way. You don't do that. And these people left all their garbage bags. So they just left all the bags. They even left porta potties there. And it was just, you know, disgusting. Yeah. Clean up. What's it going to take? You brought the stuff, take it home with you, throw it in your own garbage.
Yeah.
And do not litter on your way home.
You brought it, you take it.
You want to have a lady with a big stick behind these people. Old school.
There you go. Well, you know, let me know, man. Maybe we need to have a big stick weekend campaign down there and get people right. Do not litter on that beach, man. It worked far too hard to get everything back up and running as best they can in Grand Bahama, considering all the damage the beach took in the hurricane and so on and so forth.
Yeah. I don't understand this litter thing that people do. I just don't get it. And it's not, and I know it's
well,
not
you know, I
limited
have,
to here. It's everywhere. It's so
I have no problem, you know, public shaming idiots, you know. So at the end of the day, next time they do it, get me some pictures, send it my way.
Oh, I'm on it.
We'll have to call out who we need to call out. If you can't say it, I can. You know how that go.
I know.
All right, Sarah. Well, I appreciate you, man. We'll talk again next Tuesday, man.
Thank you, my darling.
Enjoy the rest of your week, man. Have fun and give my regards to everyone in Grand Bahama.
I will. Thank you.
All right, let's get to the break.
Support.
No problem, as always. Let's get to the break. Mr. Producer, flip side of the break. We'll wrap up the first hour here on the Tuesday, October 24th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. or sip a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Dreams come true. Play with Island Games. We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
On the Tuesday, October 24th edition of Talking Heads, a little FYI for you, because I like to keep you to know and get you where you want to go. Don't forget, John's is the authorized distributor for Chef Work Chef. We're the most respected global culinary brand. John's carries chef jackets, chef pants, aprons, and hats, all designed to keep culinary professionals cool and comfortable. John's is also now carrying chef knife sets by Mercer Culinary Tools that make a better chef. All of this available for you at John's Careware, Rosetta Street, and Carmichael. Both locations open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Don't forget new arrivals every Monday and Tuesday. Ladies, wide selection for men, women, and children, casual, formal, and athletic. And don't forget the fast fashions and the workwear with the full accessories. All right, they've got all of that available for you. In addition to that, they've got small cookware and home appliances for you as well, including big screen TVs. So be sure to check John's out on all of that goodness for you. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., both locations. Flagship store over there on Rosetta and the Johns Plaza location in Carmichael. All right. Little FYI, Dunkin' Donuts. Yep. Reminds you, all October long, you definitely can help for a great, assist with a great cause. Along with, Dunkin', along with Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group, is definitely doing big things for the entire month of October, all right? All you got to do when you go on in is to find a cure, order a strawberry dragon fruit coconut refresher or a strawberry frosted donut or both, and part proceeds will be donated to the Sister to Sister Breast Cancer Support Group, all right? So be sure to do that all the way up until the 31st. And while you're there, you can also try the Boston Cream Iced Latte. That is off the chain, bold espresso, rich dark chocolate, sweet vanilla. Get it with a pink frosted donut. Yeah. Help out a great cause. All right. Over there at Dunkin'. And all of that goodness available for you at your favorite Dunkin'. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palm, over the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport. Pre-clearance, post-clearance, and arrivals. All right. I think I got everything covered, eh? I think we got it. Oh, yeah. I got a little reminder about Joker's Wild, a little FYI for you as far as Joker's Wild goes, too. Brand new lineup for the next 2 weeks over there at the Joker's Wild. Doors open at 8:15. Showtime is 9 p.m. sharp. We're located between the Carl and the Beach Tower. Tuesday through Sunday, we're open for you. All right, doors open 8:15. Showtime, 9 p.m. sharp. All right, and got co-headliners for the next couple of weeks. All right, Quentin Green and Dougie Almeida, two very funny individuals, along with yours truly, Funny Show from start to finish, October 24th through November 5th. All right, take advantage of the 2-for-1 local rate as well. All right, 2-for-1 on all locals. So come get your laugh on over there at the Joker's Wild with me and my crazy comedian compadres. All right, let's check the text lines. Naughty, I will take Fred Mitchell serious when he steps down of all his posts. Second, he claims they want a new young folks. Did Mr. Alfred Sears come back? Michael Hedis came back. The late Obie Roscomb returned. Glennis Hannah Martin has returned. I mean, what indication that a young generation is coming back? Allison Maynard, chairman of the University of Bahamas. It's clear it's an issue with former cabinet ministers. But now, you know, it's true. Or let me tell you, you got a text. It's clear it's an issue with former cabinet minister Shane Gibson. Yeah, I get it. I thought it was very hypocritical with what Mr. Mitchell said. And again, texter, I agree with you. He needs to figure out which hat he's wearing. Because I found it very ironic. We have no choice but to attract a new generation. One of the major roadblocks to a new generation in politics is Mr. Mitchell himself. So is he planning to get out debate? God, please let him get out debate. Yes. I say that for all younger politicians. And yes, there was a plethora of veteran politicians that returned with this New Day administration. So I agree with you, Texter. It is clearly a problem with Mr. Gibson. What is the problem that Mr. Mitchell has with Mr. Gibson is the question. Does Mr. Gibson have the receipts? Does he have the files? Is that what's really going on here? Is Mr. Mitchell that intimidated by an alpha male such as Mr. Gibson? That he might be, you know, in his feelings for a potential Gibson return because he might be able to pull the rug out from under a few people and get what he might be after? Is that what it really is? So this is basically a bonfire of the vanities then, a grandiose urination contest. Nothing to do with country. No wonder we can't get anywhere after 50 years. Same-ish, different new day. That's all it is. But I agree, Mr. Mitchell needs to live up to his word. Step out the way. What's that ludicrous song say? Move, get out the way. Yeah, maybe that's the time it is. Because obviously there's a younger generation of politicians that want to get into it the right way. So maybe we need to clear up some of these avenues. Don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports. I expect the Dolphin fans to call it now since them 49ers lost. I mean, you see that 49er producer who had all so much to say when he's in here, when they beat the Cowboys, but now I can't see him. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio. Who's this?
Good evening. I'm Naughty.
Hey, I knew this was you, Sparks. What's going on?
Naughty, how you doing?
I'm good, brother. What you got?
Good, Sparks. Good day. I've taken the German Shepherd for a little ride, and I was listening to you. And, you know, Naughty, I mean, it's scary these days to voice your opinion in this country. Because they got this this word they call victimization. If you open up your mouth and you say things, and they know you're talking
the
truth.
Well, if you depend on government and politicians to throw your hand out to give you contracts, I guess you could be scared of victimization. But when you don't, bring it on.
Are we thinking about the future of our children and our grandchildren and the future of our country?
I don't think so.
Are we thinking about the future of our elite?
Ah, I think it's the latter, not the former, Sparky.
Are we protecting our elitists? And we are men and women and grown grandfathers and grandmothers and afraid to speak out because we might get victimized?
So, Sparky, let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this, because I know you tight with Brave and you tight with Shane, right? with Mr. Gibson. Why and what is the fear that Mr. Mitchell has so of Mr. Gibson? Because obviously, like the text says, there's numerous second and third go-round politicians on this New Day administration in key positions.
But Naughty,
it's clearly a problem with Mr. Gibson. Why do they have a problem with him?
But Naughty, like I said, many times...
Because none of them are more holier than Mr. Gibson. All of them got skeletons and issues and problems now.
Naughty, what I'm saying is, I've really never got involved with politics before, other than the last administration, when I really became vocal during Mr. Minnis' time.
Stop talking, fool, Sparky. You've been vocal, no, this vocal. Naughty. From no, when you used to call Bodie back in the day on 94. No, don't do it. Naughty, don't do it. Don't do it, Sparky.
Naughty. Give me a little credit here. I was vocal for years.
I call in BS when I hear it. Don't say you just started on the Minnis. You've been making noise for years, Sparky, and doing a good job. Yeah. Stop it.
But Naughty, I wasn't talking politics. But what I'm saying, I was talking about events in the country.
He was political for me. He used to rat up people in Ingram time about the kite flying on the fort, and he needed more support for that. Don't go there, Sparky. It's me.
Okay.
I got you. I'm the file daddy. Let's go. Get to the next point.
Naughty. Give me a chance, because I know you know how to slam it. Don't use that tiger doggone Woods golf club on me.
Tiger, my tiger. Anyway, go ahead. What's your next point? I got another call I got to get to.
I know you play golf. You could do a drive. You could drive the ball down the doggone fairway before everybody reached there.
Yeah, I got a big wood driver, and I know how to find the hole. I'm a good golfer. What else you got, Sparky?
Naughty, I'm just driving around with the dog now. I'm around by the stadium right now, taking him for a drive. But what I'm saying is, I know Mr. Mitchell, growing up in a valley, when we were children, going to St. Augustine's, Governor I, St. George's Church and everything. And Mr. Gibson was always a weird character in the valley. But we always respected everybody else. But he wasn't normal like the rest of us in the valley.
So you said Mr. Mitchell was a little different from you all in the valley?
He's not changed. He still ain't normal. But I respect everybody for what they are. But don't victimize people because now they start to speak up. And you all use this political thing for people to tell other people when they reach certain age. When Mr. Mitchell, as a child in the valley, was always into politics.
He had a long run. He needed to go up several seats, like the text say.
How long Mr. Mitchell was around the PLP? He was also an F&M senator once.
And
time.
Wasn't he part of another, like, offbeat movement that was professing communism or whatever? Did he burn the Constitution and send the ashes to Mr. Pinland, to Sir Lyndon?
But how could he be telling Mr. Shane?
And wasn't he a senator under the F&M at some point?
That's what I just said.
So he's a political babbit. He's been from pillar to post. Let's call it for what it is.
But what I'm saying, Naughty, how could he be telling Shane Gibson younger than him? How could he be telling Shane Gibson it's time for Shane Gibson to move aside? I can say this. Hold on, let me say this properly now. Isn't every time he be elected, he become the Minister of Foreign Affairs?
Or Affairs and Foreign. Anyhow.
Hold on. What them affairs are? What them affairs are?
We can talk about them tomorrow on the show when you call me on open line, Sparky. I got to get the news. But I appreciate your point, and I hear your point loud and clear. Let's check this text. Naughty, good afternoon. Fred and Shane need to go sit their ass down and ride into the sunset. It is time for a new generation. I totally agree. And with that being said, good first hour, everybody. Good stuff chiming in. We'll take a break. Flip side of the break. We'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Pearly will be in the building. And 49er fans, y'all have some explaining to do. That's what I'm saying to you. You gotta, we talk about that on the Philly side of the break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talk. Talking Heads with Nauti is brought to you by the Bahamas Out Island Promotion Board, BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nauti Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
All right, we back at you on the Tuesday, October 24th edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour, 5:10 p.m. is the time on this Tuesday edition. All right, and now listen, we into the 5 o'clock hour. And we talking sports. Pearlie's here. We got Pearlie in the building. What's going on, Pearlie? Mike's still muted, Pearlie. What's happening? We got Pearlie?
I'm right here, my brother.
What's happening, bro?
I'm right here. All is well. That can be well.
So you sound a little better today.
Well, I mean, you know, it was kind of good to see some people get beat last night. So I good.
Well, we got lots to talk about. I mean, I could be honest.
As a Dodger, I'm always happy when the Astros lose.
Well, we got who's in the news out coming up in short order. All I need to do is today in sports history, and then we can chop it up.
Okay.
And we got a lot to talk about. Got a lot to talk about.
I know. Somebody called me yesterday. I taught y'all to talk with more sports. Why y'all to talk about the Dolphins? I said, because I was in mourning. And Naughty had to comfort me, and Chef had to comfort each other.
And then, And then when y'all catch yourself, we can still talk about the Dolphins. As I talk bad about y'all and your Dolphins. And y'all talk bad about my Cowboys.
Every time. Man.
Boy, look, I was so hard them referees swing y'all, man. I wanted to do y'all right in.
That's all right. That's all right. You know, but what I did find out, and before you did today's sports history, we had 5 defensive players out, 3 offensive linemen, and the running backs. So we had like almost 10 starters out of that game yesterday. So I understand.
That is why I said along the way yesterday and early when the game is played, the NFL knows the magnitude of the greatness of the Miami Dolphins. They don't want them to expose their handpicked favorites, Kansas City or Philadelphia. Because they know how good you are. I told people, we're in for a treat watching this offense. This is something special. This is like greatest show on turf. This is like Air Coryell. And the best is yet to come because y'all could be fully loaded, no injuries. Hopefully, you know, you could be all right.
I worry. Watch Kansas City. They get the feelings.
I tell people, I say one thing the Dolphins could have. They could always throw that perfect season on us. And then they will talk about this 2023 campaign and how great the Dolphins really were with that offense.
And we sure will.
I tell people we should be, you know, consider ourselves very blessed to witness such a great offense every Sunday. Come out there.
Well, Naughty, I don't know why, but I believe you just feed me something right now. But I ain't gonna tell you.
Whee! At some point, you know, I got to put on my comedian hat. I got to put it on. I got to put it on. Come on, man. You know? So let's do today in sports history, and then we can talk. It's okay. All right, the phone's ringing. Let's go to the caller real quick, and then we'll get into today in sports history. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
See, now you started off talking sense, and then you say you just joking.
No. Now, Mystery, before you get into it, I was more than fair yesterday. I don't know if you heard. You was MIA. I know that's part of your routine when the Dolphins don't cut skin. But I went to bat for you all. I said, I cannot gloat. Pearly will tell you. Chef will tell you. I cannot gloat. The referees did you all wrong.
Mystery, you would have been very proud of
them. I totally agree. All the calls was against us. All the calls was against us.
I didn't do y'all.
But listen, I have no complaints. I really and honestly have no complaints. We lost the game. We lost to a good team. Philadelphia is a good team. One of the best teams.
They're a perfect team. They made no penalties in that whole game.
That was outrageous.
Y'all played on Sunday night.
We played a very good team, but it was outrageous that no calls was made against the Eagles. But that's still...
Because they're that good.
Because I know we're going to bounce back. We had some key injuries. We have no tight end. But, you know, hey, we're gonna pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and we're coming back.
Gronk is on his way, Pearly. Is that what you just said?
Gronk is on his way.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
So when is going to happen?
Huh?
When is going to happen?
After the trade deadline, watch.
Yeah, then Tua better watch him back, because if Gronk come in, you know Brady ain't too far behind.
Yeah, but
Brady
no, Tua,
Gronk
doesn't want to
win the championship. He come in Miami for a championship, then he can't forget.
We got the offensive lineman to watch Tua.
But they all injured. Pearly, just tell me you all had three starters out. Three on the O-line.
Yeah, but that's okay. We can be okay.
Connor Williams should be probably back next week. Ben is out for 4 to 6 weeks, and Armstead should be in. Maybe another week he'll be back. Armstead should be back in time for the Kansas City game.
In Germany, right?
And what really helped me?
Yes.
What really helped me last night to see the 49ers go down to a bad team? So we're not the only ones.
Mystery.
And two right
not
now.
Because.
Only
not
City.
Because. Mystery. Not because Minnesota was a 2-4 team, believe they're bad. Minnesota has a really good team, you know. They just wasn't getting it together, but they won three of the last four games, albeit two donkey teams they beat.
And they also had key players out. They also had key players out.
The best wide receiver in the NFL is they have the best wide receiver in the NFL, Barnum, Jefferson, probably the best. He's out for a while.
But Kirk Cousins is a really good quarterback, you know. Hold on.
I done heard Pearly throw him under the bus. I done knew that. Nah, come on now.
No, I never throw Cousins under the bus.
No wax poetic now. Listen, let me be brutally honest with you all. The Minnesota Vikings did, in greater depth, what the Cleveland Browns did the week before, and what I said they should have done when we played them, when they beat the pants off us. The middle of the field is always wide open to exploit against the 49er defense. Cleveland did it. And by God, Minnesota did it last night, all night, every night. They did it with Addison. They did it with the Nets receivers.
Minnesota really exposed them last
night.
They
have Hawkinson. So Hawkinson was killing them in the middle, and the rookie was killing them on the sidelines. Hawkinson coming across that slant, and then the rookie was doing a lot of curls and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota really
They exploited the middle
night.
Of the field.
They get exposed last night.
And that comes along with the territory of a young, offensive-minded head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Not these long-in-the-tooth dinosaurs that want to run on third and four. No, sir. Ain't gonna happen. Well,
I'm happy to see that there's no perfection in the league at this stage of the game right now, at this stage of the season. So game on. It's all on now. Showtime.
Have you looked at it?
You'll never see another perfect team ever again.
No, that's one thing you could definitely hang your hat on. It ain't going to happen. You ain't going to never see that no more. Cousin was 35 of 45, 378, two TDs, one interception. And the receiving, Addison, 7 for 123. Hawkinson, 11 for 86. Powell, 4 for 64. Osborne, 5 for 47. Akers, 2 for 30. They worked the middle of the field. They worked the screen game to perfection.
Yeah.
San Francisco is a good team.
Yeah.
However, They're not as good as everybody has crowned them to be. And the second thing I'd like to say, we could kill the talk about Purdy being elite. Purdy is an excellent system quarterback under Shanahan in that system, but it was a reason why he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah, but that defense really put it on McCaffrey last night, though.
Again, that's fine.
They put it on him last
so
night.
At some point when they put it on your running back and your favorite receiver, Rain Deer, and they taking the tight end out of the game, the next level and get other people involved to win like the elite quarterbacks have.
You're right. You're right.
Purdy hasn't done that, so he can't be considered elite. That's all I'm trying to say.
No, not yet.
Not yet, or maybe not ever. Yet.
I wouldn't put it for not ever, but not yet.
You're such a hater, Naughty. You're such
I'm being honest, because right now, look who's looking right about Purdy. After all the waxing, two straight games, fourth quarter, key interceptions, and two last night. Mind you.
But credit due. In the game last week, he took them down the lane of the field and kicked them.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. That still counts for L. That still counts for L in the column. Big man. That still doesn't count as a fourth quarter comeback. It counts as an L.
No,
he
still got some chances.
Because if he was elite, he'd have got that touchdown instead of worrying about that field goal.
No, he has some chasing to take and some injuries to get before he can be put up there.
Right now, I'm not concerned about him.
All I'm saying is, had Dakota Rain Prescott thrown two fourth quarter interceptions, problems. Oh, God. Well, call it 100. Had Tua done it, they'd have done the same thing to him, Purdy, and you know it. Call it for what it is. Keep it 100. There's a lot of NFL scripting up who they want to succeed in that league. That was exposed on Sunday night when the refs did y'all the way they did y'all. That inspired people like me to go do my due diligence and research and look. There's a lot of things afoot in the NFL with Goodevil. And that's why I call him Goodevil, because he's evil. And he don't mean the whole league good. Only a certain section of owners who cater to him, is who he's going to reward. And the Chiefs happen to be one.
Yeah, but do you believe not even a perfect offense, a perfect quarterback and a perfect offense just scoring, you believe the referee could take away that game from any perfect offense?
Hold on, Mr.
No, I'm
all
saying,
facetiousness
if Miami,
aside.
If the Dolphins, no, what I'm saying is if the Dolphins was perfect, if the Dolphins was perfect on Sunday, the offense and everything, and even if the referees was trying to win that game for Philadelphia, if the Dolphins was perfect, you believe the referees going to take that from the Dolphins?
I believe at any given moment, if the referees want to put their hand on the game or influence it, they can. And I'll give you a good example. You were tied at 17. You come out in the second half, you get the ball, you're driving the ball, you get to the 50 in two plays. Out come the flags right after that. You go from a first and 10 to a first and 15. You get a chunk play, they call it back. They killed momentum. And it wasn't just with y'all. There's been other games where you've seen it around the league. It's crazy.
All right, I'm going to watch you closely.
There's something not right about the NFL. Example, you looked at the schedule from last week. Did anybody think the amount of teams that won that weren't supposed to win were going to win? Nobody.
No. No.
Nobody. So you can't tell me.
It was too many upsets.
Things afoot, man. The devil is evil, man. I tell you, he's not good for the game. They need a new commissioner. But that's just me, a disgruntled cowboy, because he do Jerry wrong all the time.
Y'all have a good one, bro.
You too, brother. Be safe. Purdy, I can be honest with y'all. Y'all are a good team, but if the NFL wants to see a Kansas City Chiefs Philadelphia Super Bowl, y'all going to be collateral damage. I'm telling you now. Sound like your mute button is collateral damage.
No, the people were talking in my presence. I'm sitting on Mackey Street, so I didn't...
Oh, okay. Let's go to the phone lines. We got another caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Boy, look here. I was a little mad myself. You know, I pulled for the Colts.
Okay.
And I know you to watch their game.
And they had some crazy calls in that game, too.
Coming down to there, and them two funny calls. Two calls. And the fellas, them beat us on the last, 9 seconds or something of the game. I mean, That was two questionable call. And Cleveland, nobody told me to play them that hard, but we had them.
Listen, that Cleveland game at the end, it really looked like they wanted Cleveland to win that game, brother.
Yeah. They call them, and a game like that, you don't make them little jokey call, and, you know, two call on one of the cornerback. I know he ain't look like he's that fast, that cornerback, but they call him called pass interference. So it's about pass interference. All right, my man, stock, my man. We get the ball. Oh, no. All right, they're on motorbike.
Couldn't really do nothing with that.
But then again, another thing, though. The coach, he played too conservative. He should have gone for the downs for you to win the game. He could have, you know, go for the down. He kind of run, or every play he went run.
Well, the running game was working. Taylor was working with the screen pass. He could have, in effect, tried to go for it and end the game.
Yeah, man. And we had the passing game good. My man caught a couple balls. He keep trying to run the ball. And I think if he didn't make them downs, he wouldn't even get that close. What? That's the way it happened, man.
You got to rebound. Y'all doing a lot better than everybody had y'all doing this year, though. All right?
Yeah,
and y'all got a lot of young pieces in place.
You know, that game Sunday, that was a one we threw in. I think we lose another one kind of funny already. But two, we didn't kind of throw in, you know. But the Dolphins look good. I mean, the Dolphins surprises everybody, you know.
Yeah, they've done way better than anybody anticipated thus far. I wouldn't have had them at 5-2.
The Dolphins they play up until what, third quarter? They hold them. They play them very well. And I watched last night, my man them going and couldn't get that ball in from the 1 yard line on three downs. Boy, that hurt us. That hurt them. They couldn't get the ball, but at least they hold on and they win it, you know.
They got it done for you, but I mean they got it done. But at the end of the day, like I say, I really think your Colts team. You know, Marcellus Hall is a good friend. He's a big-time Colts fan. I tell him, you're all about a year away.
Yeah, boy, too.
You're all about a year away with another good draft. Add another receiver to go with Pittman. Y'all got some good tight ends there that are comfy in the offense. And you got a good quarterback in Richardson. Y'all could build off him.
The guy who just quarterback, but like I say, they should have go for throw the ball, man. They trying to know you run. You give the ball right back up on the three-out and thing. Try and make that down, man. Make that first down. We make one of them down. Play, we win the game. You give them fellas the ball, and, man, look here. But anyway, take care.
You too, my brother. Be safe. Always good to hear from you, man. And hopefully your coach won't let you down this week. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Hello? All right, call us back, caller. So, Pearly. I don't know, man. It was across the league. Even last night, there were some calls that were kind of sketchy.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with this officiating crew. They should start grading them and docking them and fining them and don't let them coach the playoffs if they ain't looking good. I mean, I know the better ones, they have to coach the playoffs. But, man, there's too many mistakes.
I remember one of the
instant replay. They should be more. They should be. Do you think they look slack because they know instant replay can correct their mistakes?
No, my thing about it is back in the day, the criteria to referee a Super Bowl would be to be the least penalized, you know, officials throughout the league from the year. Sometimes it would be a crew, and then sometimes it would be individuals all elected to be a crew. But when they started going with the format of the best crew, you know what I mean? Then you need to have the least amount of mistakes. That crew, the referee, your game, they should sit down and wait till next year. They can't referee. Come back next year.
That's the same dude who get run out of the ACC. And I think the NFL may have suspended him as well. Don't quote me on that, but I believe so.
And they got another one because the game that they played with, I think it was the Cowboys and the Chargers, they were already starting the narrative. And this officiating crew likes to call the unnecessary roughness penalties and hitting the quarterback and this and that. But what does Dallas do? Put pressure on the quarterback, right? So you're basically setting us up to know, all right, they can call a lot of penalties on Dallas for roughing the passer tonight if they get out of hand.
Exactly.
If they start lumping up this quarterback. This league, Pearly. I keep saying it. You all think it's because I side with Jerry on it? Yeah, Jerry's too fool, okay, from time to time. Jerry's practice hee-haw from time to time. But Jerry also turned a $700 million investment into a $7 billion investment. And when people globally think the NFL, do you know the team they talk about first? The Dallas Cowboys.
America's team, yeah.
Period. Jerry makes more money losing than when he wins, but that don't give Goodell the right to shaft him because he says you need to do a better job as a commissioner. You don't think that you have power brokers, billionaires, and millionaires at the table with these teams? You don't think they're going to get together and oust you if you're doing fool? But it's 32 teams, so as long as he's got 17 in his corner, nobody can do anything. And that's how it is. But does that make him good for the game? No, Goodell is not good for the game. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, bless it.
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, I come for play today. Henry Elliott, Dwight Clark, Jerry Rice, Billy Galt. They're the old-time names, right? But A.J. Brown remind me of those guys, right? So I don't know who the fool is who traded A.J. Brown, but Pearly, you know, I want that you, right? Because I didn't get to call him yesterday, but I come for Pearly because I specifically heard Pearly said that the Seahawks is going to beat the Steelers. And then to top it off, your commentator, your football prophet yesterday, talked bad, and like he was confounded as to how the Steelers get 4-2. Man, give me a break. My naughty, are you watching?
Watching my head, I talked to Starboy today. I say how the Steelers get to 4-2.
Yeah, but I win some money.
That's the Tomlinson affair.
I hardened Pearly because the Dolphins lost. I was pulling, me and my brother sit down watching. I play for them. Pearly, them let the game slip away. I don't know what kind of play calling that is. I'd like for you and Pearly to comment because in the third quarter, man, Pearly, the thing is, the third down, the third and 12 conversion, I can't remember if Tua got sacked, you know, but I know he got sacked about four times in the game. But after that, the momentum is gone. Philadelphia actually controlled the line of scrimmage, and then after the interception, that was it. And then I saw your players colliding on the field. I think it was Mostert on the receiver. It happened more than once, right, Pearly? Hello?
Pearly, you there?
No, but yes, I'm trying to say, Norty, I think they had more than one. They had two players colliding on the field, right?
But Pearly, 52 got a question to you regarding your Dolphins offense with Mostert and the receiver colliding.
That was a player mistake. Mostert, he should have not been in. I think it was a third, I can't remember which down it was.
But I mean, my brother's watching. I take my eye off it. But yeah, I was like, why would they make this call to me? I was like,
he ran the wrong route, but
a running back. Somebody run a fly. I mean, because I wanted Pearly them to win. It was a good game. And then the Dolphins have a good team. This is one of the better teams they had in a while. But really looking for them to go somewhere this year. I can't see them. I mean, I wanted them to upset Philly. You know, it was a good game.
Let me ask you this, 52.
Pearly, I was trying to help you see if you did pick the Steelers right, you might have win some money because you know what I mean. I go against somebody else got beaten too. But the thing is, I don't know why they don't rate the Steelers.
I got one thing right on my parlay, Kansas City, that's it.
Yeah, go ahead, 52.
For me, beat the Ravens last week, right? I knew that the Steelers have a good team because once the Ravens basically did own us, you know. Even when we used to win in Super Bowl, the Ravens, they would deal with us and we would cheer 1-1 or they would beat us twice in a row. But I see us beat the Ravens, and I see the Ravens, they mash up someone the other day. So, I mean, you got to give the Steelers some credit. I think they got a good team. I think the Steelers got a good team. So, brace yourself for the Steel Curtain, man. Be certain.
All right, man, 52. Listen, your Steelers, your Steeler fans, I can't say nothing to you. You're 4-2. I can wait till you all fall back to the park to talk. Because right now, I believe, like Pearly say, Tomlin working some mojo there. He just got him playing good defense. And old Cowboy, run the football, play defense.
Just being gritty. The defense is playing above board, and they just holding solid and holding teams down and just capitalizing on certain players' mistakes. They're doing well.
All right. Well, Pearly, we can get off the basket. We can get off the football now because, I mean, we got Thursday coming up. We're going to let it clear out now. You know, the 24-hour rule is done. Hey, the refs on something, too many funny calls, too many freaking crazy calls. I agree with you, Texter. I have going on, too, from 4 to 6 in the afternoon. If you miss me in the mornings, that's where I am every afternoon, 4 to 6. Glad you finally caught up with me. Basketball starts tonight, Pearly. And by the way, Rich Eisen taking us home with the top 5 trade deadline deals that need to be done in the NFL.
That's going to be something anxious and something nice to look at.
So that's one. And then number two, the NBA kicks off tonight, Pearly. tonight's the night.
Yeah, Denver's ring night tonight, and if we can beat them, you know most times when they get the ring, they get beat.
Oh, Lakers playing Denver tonight?
Yeah, 7:05 in Denver.
Can you tell I'm not there yet because of LeBron? Yeah? Can you tell I'm not there yet? I was just getting into enjoying football. You know what I mean?
Hey, don't worry about it. I ain't there yet either. But, you know, being the sports person I am, I'm going to just glance over. You know, when you're mad, you just take a look over.
Glance it, too. I definitely can glance it. And then, you know, when we come back out of this break, we can talk about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, we got a lot of games. We got one tonight and then a whole slew tomorrow. We got two tonight, and Wednesday is a fully loaded Knicks and Golden State tonight, too. Apparently, Klay Thompson heading into free agency at the end of 2024. Golden State going to let him go. That's what they're saying now already, early on, Pearly.
He's missed a step. I don't know if
he's long in the tooth. Can't create that shot anymore, and he's lost a step as a defender. That's what they're saying. Yeah, text Rush said it. LeBron, you call him. You know, I can't call him, but I won on radio. Online, I just call him Le, and it rhymes with witch, stitch, snitch, and itch. Yeah, but on air, he's LeBron. Yeah, I can't watch till he retires, but I'll glance it.
But you know, one thing before we go to the break, what I find very interesting, I was very happy to see that the Green just sent the Astros home in Game 7, and tonight is another Game 7.
Yeah.
Remember I told you, I surprised
Arizona. Both series very entertaining, Pearly. Both series have been very entertaining. Arizona kind of thumbing their nose to you, like Pearly being Game 7.
Some new superstars, some new Major League stars are boning. When I say boning, are upcoming, emerging as stars.
Texter.
Who had all that potential. Some Cuban players, some DR players, some really good players.
Now, Texter, how am I hating on Klay? All right? Listen, obviously you have a problem with honesty, Texter. All right? LeBron is not good for the Lakers. Okay? Done absolutely squadoosh since he got there. That's facts. That's truth. No matter how you sugarcoat it. And yeah, guess what? Yeah, Klay did a lot for Golden State, but he's long in the tooth. A step slow.
He's got a three in front of his age now. What does that tell you?
He's in his 30s. A GM is going to look to move him. That's not me being hating. That's me being honest and real and objective. But I can remember this number. This is definitely a bronze sexual here. Anyway, let's go to the break. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius. Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger lick.
Elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play,
play Island Games
first, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Talking Heads continues right now. 5:40 p.m. is the time. Down the home stretch, we come the final 10 going home today. Rich Eisen, the top five NFL trade deadline deals that must be done. Pearly and I are going to get into our picks. A lot of games to pick tonight. You could make some parlays across the sports landscape. You got a Major League Baseball game, playoff game, a game seven. You got two NBA games tonight. You also have some NCAA college football, two games, as a matter of fact, going on tonight. And you might even have some NCAA basketball. Not yet, but that's coming soon. But Pearly, that coming soon, you know.
That coming.
Parlay count done every night, college basketball. Podunk State versus Backyard University, I betting on them too. How are you? All right. So let's have a look tonight. Major League Baseball tonight, 8:07. You got the Arizona Diamondbacks, Philadelphia Phillies. I think the Phillies wrap it up tonight. They're at home. They get it done.
Yeah. They're at home. That one name over. I think Arizona gave a good run for it.
Now.
I don't think you're going to shut down Bryce Harper two games in a row.
And I would take the money line in this. Play it safe. I'd take the money line. Don't lay anything. Don't take it over and under. Just take the Phillies to win in this one. They get it done at home. If you look at the NCAA docket tonight, you got a couple of good games. You got New Mexico State at Louisiana Tech, and then at 7 p.m., then 7:30, you got Earls, Dark Horse, Cinderella, I like to win off this team in parlays, Liberty, taking on Western Kentucky.
Yeah, they're 7-0. I think they can be fine.
I think Liberty covers the 4.5 against Western Kentucky for sure. I think I wouldn't touch the over and under of 61. But I would definitely take Liberty to cover the 4.5. I'll take Louisiana Tech to take to win by 3. But I'll take the over of 55 between Louisiana Tech and New Mexico State. Both of them put up points.
Yeah, I'm correct with you. I'll go to Louisiana Tech as well.
I'll take Louisiana Tech minus 3 over to 55. And I'll take Liberty minus the 4.5. And I'll take the Phillies in baseball. That's a four-teamer right there. But if you look over at the NHL, you got some games on in the NHL tonight too, Pearly. You got the Maple Leafs and the Capitals. You got the Anaheim Ducks and the Blue Jackets. You got the Sabres and the Senators. You got the Hurricanes and the Lightning. You got the Devils and the Canadiens. You got the Stars and the Penguins. You got the Sharks and the Panthers. Avalanche and the Islanders. The Seattle Kraken and the Detroit Red Wings. The Boston Bruins and the Blackhawks of Chicago. You got the St. Louis Blues and the Winnipeg Jets. Edmonton Oilers and Vancouver Canucks and the Nashville Predators. New York Rangers and the Calgary Flames. The Arizona Coyotes and the LA Kings. And the Philadelphia Flyers versus the Golden Knights. Dear God, you got
30
playing tonight. 15 games. Full docket.
If somebody really would go on ESPN, they're going to have what they call a frenzy, but they're going to go to every game tonight. They have three games they play. They have three games they're showing tonight, and they're going to go to every game tonight to show a piece of every game. That should be some good TV.
That's a lot of sports to watch on TV tonight from across the landscape. You got NBA. You got Major League Baseball. You got college football. You got hockey. It is a big night in sports. You definitely could take it in.
There's a really good night for sports tonight, people. Really good night. Tuesday night. What a Tuesday night. This is awesome stuff.
So before we get out of here, Pearly, let's have a gander. See if anything else is breaking that popped up that we could chop up before we get to the final 10. The NBA is back tonight. Like I said, two games tonight and then a bunch tomorrow night.
Everybody else tomorrow night.
Bradley Beal unlikely to play for the Suns tonight as well.
You know what I found out very interesting, Naughty?
What?
James Harden has not been with the Sixers for his last week. And he's not going to be playing an opening game. That is sad the way they allow that to fester or to...
That's where we are right now, Pearly, with all that's going on with him. That he's burnt too many bridges.
And the point is, he has no real value, so the Sixers can't get nothing much for him, if anything at all.
Right now, Pearly, I don't know. I think we're looking at less of Harden than we are of more of Harden.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's the writing's on the wall. This time is almost there.
And you still have, like, trade rumors swirling out of the NFL. There's a lot that are popping up now.
It's amazing. Because watching the NFL, you never got excited about the trade deadline. But it's amazing
to see how many are being offered. And the names that are being done. And a big one was made already. The Eagles traded for Tennessee Titans safety Kevin Byard, which is a big trade, which is a big move. We got Pearly, or he muted himself? Unmute, Pearly. You hit the mute button by mistake. Huh? Well, you got to talk, Pearly. Pearly can't hear me. I promise you, if Pearly could hear me, he'd be talking right now. So we got a little technical difficulty with Pearly, but I'll wait till Pearly chimes in. Here are some of the top names. Running back Derrick Henry. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy of the Broncos. Tight end Zach Ertz of the Cardinals. Offensive tackle Trent Brown of the New England Patriots. Offensive guard Ezra Cleveland of the Minnesota Vikings. Brian Burns, edge rusher from the Carolina Panthers. Defensive tackle Leonard Williams of the New York Giants. Linebacker Josie Jewell of the Denver Broncos. Cornerback Patrick Surtain Jr. of the Denver Broncos. Safety Buda Baker of the Arizona Cardinals. A lot of big names are out there, and the rumors are swirling. And this is as of a couple of hours ago. Now, me as a Cowboy, I'm glad to see that we have Patrick Surtain still on the block. Well, we'll wait for Pearly to join back in, but if we don't get Pearly today, I'm sure he'll be chiming in tomorrow. Don't forget, you get all Thursdays, all Pearly. But yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and I'm saying, you know, some of these guys could definitely be on the move. They've won out their welcome. And right now, Teddy Bridgewater, the Detroit Lions, is now a name popping up for some potential other teams. So let's see. All kind of names getting put out there. And sometimes it's general managers doing, you know, their due diligence. And other times it's ones putting swirls out there to distract people from what they're really trying to do. So let's see where that goes. And like I say, the rumors have been swirling. The Eagles have landed Kevin Byard from the Titans. So if they traded him, that means Henry is definitely on the block. There's smoke to that rumor. All right, now, there's rumors. All right, Patrick Surtain is another one. Derrick Henry. Now, some of the needs of some of these teams. Who are the buyers? The New York Jets, buyers. Robert Saleh's proven he can keep a team competitive without a star QB and Aaron Rodgers. So O-line help would be beneficial. Look for the Jets to make a stab at O-line help. Look for the Cowboys to go after a running back to pair with Tony Pollard to lighten the load a little bit. And a tight end. The Eagles. After landing Kevin Byard, Howie Roseman has a penchant for making deals that may not be done. Detroit can't risk a collapse, so they're going to get more offensive line help. Look for them to be buyers in the offensive line market, as well as the Buffalo Bills. So we got Pearly back in? All right, don't worry about it, Pearly, tomorrow, man. We're going to get to the break right now, flip side of the break. We got Colin Coward taking us home, continuing the conversation with the top five draft ideas that need to be done before the NFL deadline. In this NFL season. Great stuff today, folks. We'll do it again tomorrow. Keep it right where you got it. On the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen's taking us home. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll see you mañana.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Hey, it's your boy Charlie Bahama, and let me tell you about a deal you can't afford to miss. It's the 2-Fly-Free from Nassau promotion. You heard me right. 2 people can fly free from Nassau. Just go to BahamasResidents.com for all the details so you can start your vacay today. There are 10 participating islands with 35 amazing hotels to choose from. You can go to Abaco, Acklands, Andras, Bimini, Cat Island, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, Exuma, Long Island, or San Salvador. There's so much to do on all these islands, you just may want to go to a few. And why not? With the 2-Fly-Free from Nassau deal, it's like getting an island for free. Take your family. Go with friends. Arrange a fun out-of-the-box business meeting or retreat. Your co-workers or an adventure with the guys. Or a girl's getaway from the guys. Or a romantic trip for two. Whatever you do, you'll thank me. Visit BahamasResidents.com for more information. That's BahamasResidents.com.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Watching this, whenever you're watching it, at this moment, we are 2 hours away from being 1 week away from the trade deadline. And here's my top 5 list of guys I would go all in for at the trade deadline. Hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top 5.
Now then, we all know Kevin Byard, missing, got traded from the Titans.
Wow.
A 5-time captain.
How?
On the back end of their defense.
Wow.
I don't know. Howie Roseman did his Jedi mind trick again. Although Rand Carthon knows what he's doing. I had a nice chat with the general manager of the Titans over in London. But, you know, Kevin Byard is now a Philadelphia Eagle, which means maybe, you know, the Titans are open for business. More than just that. Keep a pin in that for later on in my top 5. But the reason why I'm mentioning all of this is because there's a safety market that's out there. And I don't think it's over and filled and done with. I don't think Philadelphia is the only one that was in this market. And if you're interested in somebody who is a team captain, don't forget that. They made him a captain in Denver. Boston College's finest, Justin Simmons, number 5 on this list. I would call up the Denver Broncos. You need a safety, and you need the back end of your defense solidified because your offense is ready to roll, and you've got a chance to make the playoffs this year and make a run. You get this guy. And a lot of Denver Bronco fans are hearing me right now, and they're saying, shut up. We don't want him going anywhere. We want him staying here. This is a guy who's been caping for Russ. This is a guy who puts his heart out there on the field for the Denver Broncos and is a face of the franchise. And this guy, I would go all in for. And again, by all in, I mean I'll overpay. I'll godfather offer if I feel like this guy's going to put me over the top. Or you can come up with the way Howie Roseman could do, you know, these aren't the droids you're looking for. And suddenly he's your safety. So that's number five. Number four on the list. If the Titans are open for business, I am calling up Rand Carthon. And I am saying, I want DeAndre Hopkins. When I had a conversation with this, I'm like, okay, he's got a head on his shoulders. He has got a bunch of talent. You think he's toast because we're not seeing him be DeAndre Hopkins in Tennessee like we saw in Houston and Arizona? You think he's toast because Arizona let him walk? He was talking about, and the Titans confirmed it, his GPS numbers. He's running as fast as he's ever run before. He is at the top of his game. And I'll say it again. I say it all the time. Name me another receiver when he's on the sideline that you know his feet are in bounds.
Good one.
You know when he's going to the ground on the sideline, yep. Not only did he make the catch, the ground isn't going to knock it loose. You know he tapped his feet. Like, I don't need to see the replay. That's DeAndre Hopkins. Good one. Why wouldn't the Bills go and get him? Again, why wouldn't the Bills go and get him? Go get him. Go get him. That's just that's one of the for instances.
There's a couple teams.
Why wouldn't Dallas go?
That was my whole point in the offseason. We got Brandon Cooks. That's great.
Go get him.
He's not the type of receiver that we need for that offense. This guy.
Go
D-Hop.
Get him.
It was a better catch by eye.
Number three. I don't know if he's available. Because the Rams offered 2 1s for him last year, and they said no. But now they're 0-6, and they're out of draft choices. They're out of draft choices. Right now, they're going to watch the Bears maybe get Caleb Williams or watch somebody else. Watch the Bears get Marvin Harrison. I mean, keep going. But Brian Burns, you know, hey, Carolina, are you? Because I understand why they wouldn't want to pluck someone off the offense and trade him. So I understand Adam Thielen's lighting it up. That wouldn't be a bad guy to call up and say, is he available? But I understand why Carolina's like, we're not touching the offense here. We're just going to, we need to evaluate this kid, and we need him to get his lumps taken care of now so we don't have him later. But call up Carolina, Brian Burns. And you know their first order of business, like, we said no to the Rams for 2-1s, so what do you have? You can replenish. Number two, you know how I feel about this guy. If the Titans are selling, how much for Derrick Henry? How much? And I'll pay it. A, I said yesterday with David Montgomery going down, the Lions didn't have that sand in the pants type running back. What about this guy for the Detroit Lions? What if you stick him in Detroit?
Now,
again, I know David Montgomery has been terrific, and he's hurt now, and he comes back. Split the carries. Derrick Henry has this year, we looked at it going into the game against the Ravens. The kid Tajay Spears has taken 50% of the snaps. Now, sometimes the two of them are on the field. So Henry's getting fewer snaps this season than he's had, you know, in a while. Yeah. So do that in the Lions backfield. How about sending him downhill against the Eagles and the 49ers? You think that fits what Dan Campbell wants? How about the Bills doing this? And plus, you can call up the Titans and say, he's in another conference if you're Detroit. What if you're Dallas? Come on, man. Another one. Because just look at what McCaffrey has done for the 49ers. 49ers plus. Henry, he's pushing 30, which means you might be able to give up less for him. Number one is Saquon. That's it. Hey, Giants, you don't want to pay him? We'll pay him. Hey, Giants, we know you love him. We know he doesn't want to be traded. But, you know, you just won your second game. Come on now. godfather it. Flip an insane amount for Saquon Barkley. He can be your McCaffrey. And McCaffrey was banged up in Carolina before he went to San Francisco. You know what I mean? He can plus you up in the same way McCaffrey plussed up San Francisco, because remember last year, San Francisco still had all those stars, and then he walks in the building and suddenly everybody's standing taller and saying, okay, the front office gets it. And we get this guy. Let's go. Saquon. Now, you're not getting Saquon. Like that yeah, there's not enough God. Like, you could put all three godfathers together and that's not enough of an offer. Okay. Honestly, all the Coppolas, Francis, Sophia. And Sophia, name a Coppola. There's not enough. You're not getting them.
Nick Coppola,
Buffalo. Nick again, Nick you Cage. Trade him to another. You trade him to another conference. I keep mentioning the same teams over and over again because I'm mentioning the teams with Super Bowl aspirations that still have what it takes, but need that burst. They need that pop. They need that bang. And what a dynamite human to put out there in your community. I'd go all in for him. I've gone all in for him ever since he started punking Michigan. So that's my top five guys.
I think we need one more.
Ah.
All right, we'll get one more.
I have heard this guy's available through a little bit of the old scuttlebutt. Mm-hmm. And if it's true, I'd get him. Chase Young. He's looking like Chase Young.
Didn't get his option picked
finally.
Up.
Finally. What's up with that?
Well, he hadn't played much the previous 2 years.
Well, I mean, I got to check Magic's feed.
That's true.
Magic. I don't know, man. If this guy's available, if the Washington Commanders are going to flip you, Chase.